oldest of four. My father died, it'll be 6 years in October, and none of us talk. I'm wondering if this happens with death.
Yeah, I can. I'll tell you why. Because Dad was the glue. Dad was the go-between. Dad was sort of the hub where communication went out and came in. And when you take that out of the equation, there's no relationship sometimes, unfortunately. Dr. Randy here. This is Intentional Living. We're in the studio, and we're talking adult-sibling relationships. Adult-sibling relationships. I wrote a whole book called The Cain and Abel Syndrome. And what's really interesting is this is a very powerful topic, but we found that people are more interested because of the immediate needs of raising kids, of marriage issues and finance, that we focus on the problems right in front of us and our adult siblings and the problems sometimes that can develop in adult sibling relationships get pushed to the back burner. Here's a fact. The fact is you are more today type of person you are as a result of growing up in the home you grew up in with those siblings of yours, or lack of siblings, than you are the person you choose to marry. That is a fact. My friend Kevin Lehman wrote a whole birth order book, many books on the power of birth order and how that impacts first, second babies of the family. You know how that impacts. You get into healthy, unhealthy relationships. Maybe you're in a home where mom and dad were competitive and you weren't allowed to disagree and work out differences. You grew up and there was a lot of competition in families. It can be a real problem. I wrote a whole book called The Cain and Abel Syndrome. Some of you may have read it. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living. We're going to do a little teaching here today. We got some really powerful calls I was listening to that came in on our comment line about this topic. We're going to share some of those. We'd like to have you join in. Maybe you have a question for me. Bring it on. Whatever's going on with an adult sibling relationship, you want some perspective from the Intentional Living Center here. I'm glad to join in with you. You can call or tell me a story of what you're learning with these very powerful relationships. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. I'll tell you what, I want to let you listen to the rest of that call from Gail, and then we'll get to some of your phone calls again. 888-888-1717. Take a listen.
Amazing that God always walks in my life at certain times, and this is a perfect example of one of them. I turned on Intentional program here, and I'm listening about siblings, the Cain and Abel. I am the oldest of four. My father died, it'll be 6 years in October, and none of us talk. I have three siblings that don't talk to me, and I know that some of the other siblings don't talk to one or two of the other siblings. I'm wondering if this happens with death. I hear it a lot that when a death occurs with one of the parents, that this is indeed more the norm than not, which I find to be extremely sad. But I would hope that someday healing is made so that we can reconnect together as a family. Thank you very much.
All right. Hey, Gail, here's the question. Who's going to take the move? Who's going to, you know, leave the base they're standing on and steal the base, you know, take that risk? Here's what happens often with adult siblings. I found in my extensive research on adult sibling relationships is that we kind of all get into our own pattern. All of a sudden we get married, we have kids, we got in-law relationships. Maybe the in-law doesn't get along with the sibling, your sibling as well. And we start to go to our own corners, and no one ever says, hey, you know what? I haven't heard from my sibling. I haven't kept in touch. They're not calling me. And we say it's their responsibility to take the lead. I really encourage you, if it's been a while, be the bold one to reach out, a card, a letter, a phone call, a text, an email, whatever it is, just saying, hey, I'm thinking of you, praying for you, love you. You say, I've done that 10 times, never heard back. Do it 11. Just continue. And listen, I just finished a whole lesson for our masterclass on marriage that's going out to our members. And I went back to that topic of expectations minus reality. And if your expectations for your siblings are such that they're not being met, that creates disappointment. And so having these reasonable expectations really does matter. You got a question? How do you deal with adult siblings? What's one thing that works for you? One thing that helps you in your adult sibling relationships, or one thing that's standing in the way? What is it? 888-888-1717. I want you to hear Carol's story. Sad. Listen to her voice as you hear this that was shared here in our comment line. And this goes right back to mom and dad not doing their job. Parents, listen, I want you to hear this story so you can avoid this in the future. Take a listen to Carol.
Yes, hello. This is Carol from Bluffton, Indiana, and I'm listening to your program today. This happened a few years back. My father had purchased a farm with my brother. So the farm was put in my father's name, but my brother and him farmed it together. My brother lived in the house that was on the land, and my dad and my mother lived somewhere else. When my father died, I learned 4 years after the fact that my mother and dad had willed the farm, an 80-acre farm, to my brother. And I was to get a house that was in town worth much, 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 much less in value. First of all, it was very hurtful because I found out after the fact, very abruptly, from my mother that they had given the farm to my brother. It was very, very painful because I felt like I'd been deceived by my own family. And I knew that I had to forgive. And my brother did not know the Lord. So I reconciled this in my heart that if my brother could come to know the Lord, to be his Savior, and to walk with him, then it was worth the 80-acre farm, and that I would have to trust that the Lord would bless me and my family in some way.
Mm. Carol, listen, I hear your heart. I hear you say, I had to reconcile, but you're still struggling with this. Struggling with this. Parents, got your estate plan together? What's fair? What's not fair? I'll tell you what, it takes little things can create a huge difference in the quality of the relationship. And so you just heard a story of financial hurt because of poor communication. And mom and dad, of course, you talk to mom and dad, they're probably saying the son is here, he's working it. I mean, it's his kind of his investment into this thing. And I'm sure they had their intentions were good. I'm sure that they thought of all that, but they didn't sit down and communicate it, which is what can create a real problem. What about competition? Another thing that we see, and I wrote about in my book on the Cain and Abel syndrome, is about competition. I want you to hear Julie's story in just a moment. But first, we're going to take a break, invite you to join us. You have a question for us, for me on this topic of adult sibling relationships, or you have a story and one thing you've learned that you want to share, join us, 888-888-1717. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
It's interesting. Do you see how the process of a question being asked, where she should have responded with, I'm not going to debate with you on this. This was God's design. She started to argue with him, started to defend, all of a sudden her desire started to take over. And that's what happens with deception. Once deception takes over in our life, have you ever been around people who are deceived and some of the stupid things that they tell you? God wants me to be happy, or it's better for the children. I mean, some of the things that we've heard, come on, some of the things we may have even said, coming out of pure deception, not the truth, out of deception. The power of questions, that's the In Focus featured lesson topic for this month of February, and we're getting closer to the end of the month, and it's up there, and we got lots of people listening to it from all around the world. I hope you'll take it. This is the kind of thing that we create from our ministry for you and for your family. Share it with your small group. Maybe you want to share it with someone that you know that could benefit on this finding the right questions to ask. And maybe they're trying to make a decision right now about marriage, about family, something in their life, and you know that they need to be asking some good questions, and this will be a lesson to encourage them. We create these things to help you and others to ultimately we can bring glory to God, and frankly, the outcome is benefit to ourselves. That's what intentional living is all about. So I want to say a huge thank you to those of you who are praying for us and supporting us as we're wrapping up this second month of this new calendar year. We're just a little bit behind where we need to be. And I just want to ask you, just because I love you and I know you love us in the ministry, if you could give an additional love gift to help us right now, we'd appreciate it. How do you do that? Just give us a call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, or go on over to theintentionallife.com. And a huge thank you for your support. All right, but let's get to the phones here. Jamie is on the line over there in Texas. Jamie, welcome to the program. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, appreciate your call. How do you weigh in on this thing on adult siblings?
Well, mine is an enlightening story because we are now communicating a lot better than we used to. There were five of us siblings born and raised in Texas, all of us in our 60s, and we lost our sister during COVID, but not due to COVID, but she had cancer. Mm. And my oldest brother before that was more, not mean or anything, but standoffish and just never communicated with the rest of us and had his own life. And then it seemed like after my sister passed, this light came on. Mm. And he, you know, we all appreciate each other so much more. And like I say, we text every day between all of us.
Interesting.
It's such a blessing, you know, now.
What do you think happened there? What do you think happened? I mean, what was it?
Before?
Yeah, I mean, I can see your sister's passing, but I mean, did you guys talk through some things, or what transpired to make that all sort of a reality of you being closer?
Again, I think it was just the light coming on of, you know, how many more years do we have left? Because she was only 63. And our parents were 64 when they passed. And I think, the light just came on of let's appreciate us while we have each other here.
Yeah. Why do you think that didn't happen before?
Well, with some of us, it did. You know, four out of the five of us, including my sister, we all communicated really well. But the oldest one, he had his own life and was just too busy and just didn't have time for the siblings, you know. But now we all do. And
perfect.
I'm so grateful.
Fantastic. Jamie, thank you for your call from Texas today.
Sure. Thank you, sir.
All right. Beautiful Texas. You know, I call them, in my book on the Cain and Abel syndrome, I have a whole section of what I call the sibling moment, sibling moments with adult siblings. And these are moments where a death occurs, a wedding, tragedy, health, where all of a sudden there's, like we just heard from Jamie, a reality all of a sudden, hey, life is short, these relationships matter, we've kind of drifted apart. And sibling moments will happen. It'll happen. You're all going to stand around at a funeral somewhere, maybe sooner than you think. And maybe like them, like Jamie and her siblings have that kind of a aha moment in the relationship. You're welcome to join in. Maybe you've had an aha moment. What have you learned? You got a question for me? Join us, 888-888-1717. Let me get back to the calls here. Alicia is in Arizona. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. What have you learned about adult sibling relationships?
Well, you know what? I learned that you don't to not have expectations because you're always going to be disappointed.
Mm.
And so when my parents, we always had a volatile relationship growing up. My mom liked to manipulate. My dad was very bullying, and so it was always like that, but we all just kind of went along this pattern. And when my mom died, my dad took that as an opportunity to banish me because he was mad at me for some other reason, whether he's right or wrong, it didn't matter, but to banish me. And so I ended up mourning my mom by myself for 2.5 years. Not really by myself because I had God. I listened to Joyce Myers, I listened to Family Life Radio, and I got through that with such a peace about it. And it wasn't easy, but then after 2.5 years, they decided they wanted to have a meeting and talk to me because they were tired of being angry. And when they came to me, it was, they were all powered up, but my son, who's special needs, ended up in the hospital and ended up on a ventilator the day they came to have the meeting. And they watched how people came to that hospital and how prayers came to the hospital and how life really, those things really weren't so important after all. And so when we did finally have the meeting, they came in a lot softer tone.
Mm. Do you have a good relationship, and better relationship now?
Not really, but what I've learned is when they did come, it was more for them. And they wanted to be able to express how they felt. They never asked me what I was going through. They never talked to me. But what I've learned is I just don't need to have that conversation because I have peace about it. Mm-hmm. I know where I am with it. And so I just don't have the same expectations from them.
Yeah, and having reasonable expectations, it's too bad. I mean, you guys had a moment there, an opportunity. I would just really encourage you, Alicia. I know you say you don't need it. I understand that. But boy, if there's an opportunity to connect, I think down deep in all of our hearts, we have that desire to connect with the people that, you know, come on, they're our family. They're our family. Powerful. Okay. Let me go to Anita in Arizona. Hi, Anita. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. What's your story?
I come from a large family, and I have an oldest sister who, throughout my life, was she always looked down at us. She looked down at everybody, and that really broke my mother's heart. And I was the baby of the family, and she just always looked down on us. And to the day my mother took her last breath, she had all the girls on one side of my mother's deathbed, and I was on the other side because I'm the youngest, and we just didn't see eye to eye on anything. And she just always looked down on us. But in that last moment, when I said goodbye to my mother, holding her hand and kissing her face, I went out to my five brothers to let them know because they couldn't go in. They just couldn't do it. I went out there to my five brothers and let them know Mama was gone. And she ran out there so quick just to be vindictive and come right after me while me and my five brothers are hugging. And she's like cussing my oldest brother out. And my mother wasn't wealthy. Help, you're going to have to, cursing at him. You're going to help me pay for her funeral and pay for all these expenses and everything.
Hey,
in the middle of...
Anita, let me ask you a question. I hear a lot of pain in your voice. How do you deal with that?
I, to be honest with you, I convinced myself. I believe in my heart, and I believe in my heart and soul, my mind. I love all my siblings. When one of them passes, I will be heartbroken. Mm. And mainly because we didn't share a life together. We didn't share our lives like my mama wanted us to.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you another question. Of all your siblings, sounds like mostly brothers.
No, you had 5 and 5.
5 and 5. Oh, 10. Okay. Of all of the other 9 siblings, is there one that you're closest to? Is there one that you would identify saying?
Yes.
Okay. I want to encourage you. What I hear, Annette, I know you're sharing your story, but I hear a lot of pain. I hear a lot of hurt. Frankly, I hear a lot of desire for something that you're not getting, that disappointment we talked about. Instead of having 9 siblings you're not going to connect with because there's, let's face it, we have history and all that kind of junk that gets into our lives. I'm going to encourage you one-on-one, go and connect with that one sibling that you say was potentially the closest and develop that relationship, that one relationship, and then go to the next one, and then the next one. Do this one-on-one, because I'll tell you what, when we get in groups, here's what happens. When we get all the 10 siblings together, we all become the little boy or little girl we once were. We go back to the patterns that we see and we had when we were kids, and I don't know why, but it's hard for us to grow up and be adult to adult. These patterns tend to continue, and it can be very disruptive. So, listen, tell you what I would like to do for you, Annette. Would you hang on, Anita, hang on. I'm going to have Stephen get your mailing address, and I want to send you a copy of my book, The Cain and Abel Syndrome, How to Get Along with Your Adult Siblings. And it's a book that I think will encourage you. There's a lot of meat in there, a lot of help, a lot of practical things. I wrote this book because I didn't see anybody else writing something, how to be intentional with your adult sibling relationship. So I'm going to pull one out of my private stock, and I'm going to send it to you through Stephen. So you hang on, okay? Let's take a break. Anita, hang on. We'll be back. More calls, more adult sibling conversation. You can join us, 888-888-1717.
Every question we ask in life has the power to set us up or set us free. In Dr. Randy's teaching titled The Power of Questions, he unpacks the first question in the Bible and how the serpent used it to twist God's word and lead Adam and Eve astray.
God never told the woman she couldn't touch the fruit. There's already a deception that's occurring in this woman's mind, and Satan is setting her up.
With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets to listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Okay, let me go to Karen in Georgia. Hey, Karen, how you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Good, appreciate your call. Go right ahead.
My older sister is 4 years older than I am, and about 20 years ago, she told me that she had told me something. Now, we were both grown then, of course, and I told someone else.
Mm.
But to this day, she has not told me what it is or who I told, and still doesn't speak to me. I know the Bible says if someone has something against you, to make it right.
Yeah.
I have sent her 4 letters. She's in Louisiana. No response. But with that, my middle sister and I were very close. We went on trips together. We flew out to Seattle 3 times to see them. And we were always together, if there is any way.
Yeah. So you have a good relationship. You have a good relationship with one sibling, not the other?
Right. But they live together now that my older sister's husband died. So I can't. If I go out there, she's going to do like she did my mom and make me stay in a motel.
Yeah. That hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Because when I was growing up, we always saw the family. We went to Lakeland when we were out of school and stayed there a couple weeks. We saw the aunts, uncles, cousins, grandparents. And now it's been like...
Mm. I hear your pain. Listen, Karen, I am so sorry. What happens is we get junk in our relationships. And for whatever reason, your one sister is choosing not to be transparent with you, kind of holding it over your head. You know what? There's power in holding a grudge. There's power in holding a grudge. The Bible says, don't allow a root of bitterness to get growing in your life, because this is what's happening. Karen, I would not grovel for your sister. I wouldn't write her 14 letters saying, please forgive me. I would, if you write another letter, I would say something like, honey, I love you, and I'm, whatever it is, I'm so sorry. I just want you to know I love you and I'm praying for you. And I'd back away, give her space. And as far as the other sister is concerned, have her come visit you, or go visit somewhere else, or go and stay in a hotel and have her come and stay with you and have some fun together and do some things together. Don't cut off that relationship with the sister that you're close to because of that. Do whatever you can. Do whatever is reasonable to maintain that relationship. but adjust your expectations. Expectations minus reality equals disappointment. There's only one of two things we can do with that formula. We either change reality or we change expectations. And sometimes we want to do the reality change, the reality reset, and you've tried that, and it's not working for whatever reason. If that's the case, then we have to change the expectation to say, you know what, I just expect, unfortunately, hurts deeply, that I don't have and will not have a good relationship with my one sibling, but I'm not going to give up on the other one, and I'd maintain it. I'm sorry for the pain you're going through. Listen, this is what we're hearing. Calls are coming in from all over the country. People are struggling. It's hurting. It's difficult. It's painful. But God is able. He's able.
Hi, I'm Lisa from St. Louis, Missouri, and I just wanted to say thank you to Intentional Living because it has really helped me a lot, to help me think about my thoughts and things that I need to be more intentional and focusing on in my life. And I wanted to say thank you, and I am definitely going to sow some money into the ministry, but it has helped me because I have been divorced for a little bit over a year now, but I was separated for about 2.5 years or something like that. And it has been helping me focus on, be more intentional in doing the things that God has told me to do, to focus on bettering the body of Christ. And so I want to thank you guys for that.
I want to close the show today by saying thank you, a huge thank you to our community of prayer warriors and those of you who support the Intentional Living Ministry, because you're allowing us to help people, to show people that the path of living an intentional life begins with a personal relationship with Christ. If you don't have that, by the way, why not? God loves you. He sent His Son, the Scripture says, to die for you. And right now, this very moment, you can say, Lord Jesus, I'm done with trying to do this my way. I'm choosing to go your way. I choose today and ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. And I give my life to you and to the best I can every day to grow in an intentional walk with you in Jesus' name. If you've done that, we pray for you today. Get involved in a church today or this weekend where the Bible is being taught. Please don't ignore that. You need to be in a Bible-believing teaching place with other believers. All right, I'm Dr. Randy, along with Jennifer and Gino and all of our Facebook friends. Thank you for joining us. And Stephen, our producer. And we got a bunch of calls we'll get to here in a moment. Record them and come and listen. Another powerful show on adult sibling relationships. We'll see you then.